These humans really are insufferably stupid. Alright, anyway, welcome to another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yeah, I'm not supposed to do the welcome part. Anyway, so part three of whatever this crap is, this debate, okay, sort of. Between somebody who's clueless and somebody who is not very smart, let's just say. I mean, not smart enough to recognize that they have an obligation to the truth, and for the sake of being a propagandist, they really shouldn't be worrying about, Miss Manners kind of pinky bullshit. Oh, we might offend somebody. Oh, yeah, we have to make sure we lie about the subject so we don't offend anybody. Anyway, so I'll be back. I have to fix this mouse cord. All right, most of me should be back. Anyway, all right, so more of the debate and between two philosophies that I would argue are certainly at best incomplete and unpremised by any, axioms or definitions of what the purpose is. So I guess I would say, if you're going to have a conversation about what our job is here, it's sort of like being a doctor or being an engineer. So you're either building a nuclear power plant or you're, going to do something that has consequences to a human in terms of a diagnosis and a prescription. And so obviously in the medical field, that sort of the axiom that sort of stuck was first do no harm. Try to just do things that can help. Don't do things that risk making it worse. And, it's just a principle. It's not some kind of law. But it's just an ideal. You want to kind of strive to evade making things worse, obviously. Or having a catastrophe, killing the patient. Over a hangnail or something. Because you didn't sterilize your tools or some stupid reason. And so I would put it more like in the words of efficiency. So I've used the term insufficiently efficient. So your plan has to be efficiently efficient. Okay, it has to actually meet a standard of efficiency. I mean, that's really the goal of philosophy or living or anything else, is to kind of maximize your productivity or get the most you can, the most good for the least bad. Put in the least amount of fuel and get the most amount of work, that kind of idea. So that's the underlying principles, that first you don't want to do any harm, and second you want to maximize how much you can get done. All right, so with that context, let us proceed. Probably too much volume. Probably. Definitely. Let's see what the meter says.
Presumably, I'm sure if you're plugged into these conversations about going to Mars and the like, part of that conversation is terraforming, right? And establishing Earth-like biomes and ecosystems on these other planets.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I hear the...
So that was the laughable place where I ended, I guess. Yeah, might be a little bit redundant, but we'll see. So it's never going to happen, but he's for it.
Conversation. It's, that is so science fiction that it's like, I don't know, Chief. That's, we're talking like, 1,000 years of.
Well, what's the time have to do with it? You're fighting entropy. Aren't you going to fight it in 1,000 years? Isn't the big battle going to be still be fighting? I mean, the entropy army is gigantic. It's bigger than, it's as big as the whole entropying universe. The whole universe is out to get you. So, that's a war you're going to be fighting forever. And all of a sudden you're just going to say one day, I quit. Why don't you say it today then? So the real conversation is, when should we quit in our war against entropy? I vote for today. Since we're going to lose anyway, let's quit now. What a fucking loony tune.
Getting resources from somewhere. But no, I mean, I'm in those conversations as well.
Yeah, I have those conversations, but I never say things like, well, it's ludicrous and stupid, and I vote for quitting now. Let's not build that spaceship, because it's a really dumb idea.
I don't know if you're going to... We're going
to... Sending crazy people to another planet, and they have to be crazy to get in that ship. Why would we want to send our lunatics to another planet? That doesn't sound like a great idea. Australia.
Terraform Mars to be like Earth.
Mm.
Because...
It is just so funny that the conversation is about terraforming Mars when the simple equation is, would you actually impose life on Mars? I mean, you know, create an ocean and then put sharks in it and all this crap to the all these. I mean, the ocean is really a even worse, you know, looking glass into the nature of life in the sense that the carnage is disgusting. You know, it's just gross. Why the fuck would you impose that? And what's the game? I mean, what are the fish doing all day? Just eking out this stupid pick, 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 find a little fucking bullshit to eat, and then the predators are just eating the whole fish. Yeah, I mean, what? And how many thousands in their lifetime? It's like, why don't you add up how many bugs a praying mantis eats? I mean, it's got to be like thousands.
It's just very unrealistic. But it is...
Eats alive, by the way.
Cultivatable. And if anything, doing it on another planet actually is significantly easier than doing it on Earth because you don't have to fight nature the whole time. You only have to bring the stuff that you're bringing.
Mm. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Oh, you just have to bring your suitcase and it'll have everything in it. It'll have your water and your earbuds. And what else? Oh, my little pocket air conditioner. And everything will be just fine. Because I'll have my earbuds and I'll have my air conditioner and I'll have my water bottle. It magically refills all on its own.
Mm.
And so on another planet, you could create a system that is significantly better than what's on Earth.
Mm. Well, I don't even... What is he talking about? You can't do it a minute ago. Now you can do it. I don't know. This is some... Why aren't you just saying, well, can we get back to a rational subject? I mean, can you utter some rational sentences somewhere? You know, maybe we should back up a bit and talk about the difference between a square and a circle and see if you know, we agree on that. You know, the roundy lines versus the straight lines. Maybe, you know, maybe we can detect where you go wrong here.
Significantly. Because you can screen everything. You wouldn't have to deal with viruses. You wouldn't...
Oh, they don't mutate on other planets? Wow, isn't that... I never knew that, frankly. Amazing.
You wouldn't have to deal with unwanted bacteria.
Except all the ones you're bringing with you, which is like a million. Yeah. Alright, it's not a million. It's 27,000 species of bacteria.
The only thing that makes it to the rock is stuff that you specifically decide to take with you.
Mm. So, I want to go back to the...
the subject. Oh, good. Yes, that's a great idea. Thanks.
Example you were talking about with, you know how you said your, I think it was three other siblings are adopted, right?
Yes, sir.
And... Obviously, without going into...
He was raised by a troop of monkeys. You know, whatever. I mean, obviously, it was a loony bin. So he was an evil nihilist, and then he became a Christian creationist Jew nihilist. It's just too silly.
To detail, because I don't want to make it about your personal case. Like, did they turn out, you know, like, fine?
Yes, sir. They
all have real jobs. I have to go to work and watch people fall and die because I've seen all that falling and dying. They don't have to do that because they have jobs like they're like, I don't know, they're like, you know, they test the tubes that you squeeze and where stuff comes out and they make sure the tube is, you know, proper squeezability. Yeah, they have jobs like that.
We were worried at first.
Don't have to fall down to squeeze a tube.
But they are very, very well-rounded now.
Yes, says the lunatic. Okay, a lunatic's going to tell us about who's rounded correctly. Oh, God, what his conception of round is. It's got to be hilarious. Entropy makes it all lumpy.
So, if that's the case, just using that as a case study, but...
Why? Why are you doing this? What is this bullshit? This is all psychobabble. All right, we know where we came from. Why don't you get to that argument? Do you actually believe evolution didn't take place on planet Earth? What are we, like aliens from space? Or will you define what the fuck your creator is exactly? He sat around for gazillions of years thinking, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'll torture some animals. That'll be fun. So it took him a gazillion years to figure out torturing things is fun, and then sending them to double torture hell would be even more fun? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Great philosophy.
To zoom out for as a general point, does that not show that actually there are loads of people out there? I mean, in the US alone, I think there are something like 500,000 kids in the care system that need looking after, and all deserve parents, as you said earlier in the conversation.
Right. Well, it's like more than the odds are 50% that your kid will be on food stamps at some point. So we're raising kids on, you know, the morons are having them. The morons don't plan ahead, they don't pay bills, they don't do all that kind of crap, and so kids are being, you know, they're basically in a very marginal daycare. I mean, it's all quite disgusting. And everybody else is being forced to pay for the meager, okay, poverty environment. Okay, so they're really so bad at it, you know, that it costs the society a huge amount of money to, you know, fill in the gap, so to speak.
Does that not speak to you and say, well, actually, if the idea is to solve this issue of entropy, the main priority should be to adopt these children in, right?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
So do you think that any sort of ethically minded person, and anyone who thinks...
So I don't understand. How are you going to fix the problem? Right now, you're basically paying people to take on the kids for money. So they're mercenary payments, you know. You're basically saying, I'll give the project my glorious war for God, and I'll hire it done by people who are only in it for the money. So you want people raising kids who are only in it for the money. They're raising dogs. We've seen what the puppy kennels are like and all those kind of places. We see what happens when you let people who are in it for the money do it. It ain't going to be pretty. Amazing bullshit. So we shouldn't stop reckless procreation. Instead, we should double tax everybody? I mean, it's already almost 10 grand here to raise other people's kids. Everybody has to pay $10,000 to the Raise Other People's Kid Fund. I mean, it's just ludicrously stupid. Unethical. Uncivilized, frankly.
Things about these things, which we both are, do you not think we then have almost a moral obligation to not procreate and instead adopt? One, because obviously we know that we will be imposing suffering on a new person that we create, when we know that we could just as well, maybe not just as easily, because adoption and procreation are two different situations.
Yeah, well, why are you even talking about it? Obviously, people don't have kids so they can raise somebody else's kids. Obviously, people have no empathy for children in general. This is like the abortion hypocrisy. I want my kids to be able to have an abortion. I just don't want your kids to have one. It's just that kind of bullshit. I mean, the hypocrisy is gross. So obviously the reason people have kids is because they want to do this experiment where they get to pretend it's some version of them, and they're, you know, somehow they painted the painting. and they're going to be proud of it or some sort of crap like that, or it's just for entertainment and the entertainment isn't as fun if it doesn't look like them. So that's just not going to sell anyway. People aren't parents because they want to raise children. They want something else out of the bargain. They're not trying to build a good human being. They're trying to do something else. Fill some gap in their own psychology.
It's real hard to adopt, but
yeah, but you also have the avenue available to you to take someone on, which that in itself is a good thing. Like, you're doing
really hard to adopt. Now that's even a funny statement, right? I don't think the standards are that high. You just have to not have been caught molesting kids, pretty much. You know, what else is the where's the standard? The standard just couldn't be much lower. Amazing.
Doing a good thing by giving someone who needs a home and hopefully cultivating a good life for them, instead of creating a new person who didn't exist to want to come into existence in the first place.
So the hard and real conversation would be something like, well, you know, these unwanted kids that have problems, you know, because they were, you know, kids that popped out of drug addicts and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, have half a lung or something and all this other kind of issues and going to be very expensive and all this other bullshit. Would the humane thing to do would be to let it go to sleep and never wake up. But you can't even talk about that. Can't even talk about how maybe you're going to do the old man or the old lady a favor by doing the same thing. So there's no toaster that's too broken to fix. So even though we live in a world where really there is a huge excess population and gigantic people living in desperately horrid conditions that would just like an opportunity to show they can be productive, they can do the job and all that kind of stuff, and we're killing them, frankly, with our neglect. Instead, let's spend billions of dollars, making $6 million cripples. You know, instead, they should have the TV show, the $6 million cripple. Sorry, and no offense, but I just mean it's a practical fact that what sense does this make? I'm sorry, it doesn't make any sense, but yes, you can't have that conversation. There's no toaster not worth spending $1 billion on it to fix. And it's just too silly.
And that seems like a better way forward to me, even if you're trying to achieve this goal of the entropy thing.
I completely agree. I just don't necessarily think those two things are mutually exclusive. My parents had two kids, me and my older brother, and adopted three.
True, but they could have adopted four, right?
Oh, brother, why, what the fuck? And again, what's the byproduct? No, loop-de-doo. Nutty Karate. What the hell is this? This is what you want out of a human being is some lunatic running from entropy?
We fostered over 20.
Ah, yeah. For money.
No, that's good, but what's
up? See, so there you go. We fostered over 20. I wonder if he even knows that can remember their names. Oh, yeah. So it was just a little human farm. Yeah, we had a human farm. We had some rats and some pigs and some, praying mantises, and we had all kinds of things. And yeah, we had a few human babies that we, fostered. God damn. Suck the government blood money.
What I'm saying is There's an opportunity cost there if you're thinking it from this point of view.
I guess this guy should have done a little research on this guy before starting on this, because this is exactly right. This is exactly the non-solution. Adopting will not fix anything. Okay, it's not going to fix anything. I would probably argue that most of these kids are probably safer in the orphanages than they would be in these foster homes. So what a pile of shit.
Personally, I don't really think we should be viewing children or creating people as a form of almost activism. I think, as you said before, actually, about responsibility, it seems it seems odd to me to impose a responsibility or duty on someone else who never existed to even take this on in the first place. It's almost like we've created...
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep. What is he talking about? Fuck. What?
They've now exist in the...
Oh, look, Bobby's falling asleep, too. I'm listening to my favorite tune. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Do 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 do. Yeah.
This world where they've got to cobble together some sort of meaning and decent life. And then you've got their parents standing there saying, well, actually, I made you so that you can have the duty to...
Oh, no, their parents by that time are saying, what the fuck did I do that for? Why did I have kids? That's what the parents are saying. God damn, I could have had a whole life. I could have been, you know, screwing the bitches. Could have been having some fun. No. Instead, I did this. I made this mess. And now the kid's a fucking lunatic. And I have to, you know, dole out, you know, $1,000 a month to keep him going. Fuck. What did I do this for? And then they have to show up for the family occasion or something. Oh, they're doing another one of their occasions. Oh, I have to drag myself to the kid's five years old. And, you know, bee, 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 bee. What a pile of fun that'll be.
Fight entropy and go and make nature a better place. Do you not think it just seems like a very odd...
Make nature a better place. I'm sorry, these are just such funny phrases. Yeah, let's go out there and we'll file all the shark's teeth down a little bit. Yeah. Well, yeah, they have layers of teeth, so we have to file all the layers, but, you know, so that'll take a little bit of time. Probably take a little bit of time to file down all those layers of teeth. It'd be so much safer.
And almost... twisted justification to say to someone, especially if they may be in a situation themselves where they are suffering a lot. Like if you have, you know, a kid and they get to 20 years old or something and they, you know, have clinical depression or something and they're just having an awful time and they come to you and say, you know, like I'm really having a shit time.
Yeah, tough shit is what the parents are going to say. They have to get a little bit older before they're really going to appreciate the mess they made and feel bad about it. It'll take a while before the regret really starts to sink in and they figure out, oh, what a fucking mess I made.
Like, this is really not going well. The only...
Yeah, so what are you going to do? I mean, obviously all this in hindsight, right? So you have kids, you watch one of your kids die, that'd probably be enough for most people. Most people would be like, oh, I'm really off this. I really, you know, I really don't want to do that again. Okay, I don't want to watch that again. So, yes, I'm not voting for do it again. I'm not going to vote for get on the ride again. I've been taught my lesson, okay? The roller coaster threw me in the air and splattered me against the sign that says don't procreate. And I could figure it out now. Yeah, it probably is the right idea. Yes, obviously people have to learn personally. They can't learn, okay, by example. So it's no point. We can just keep throwing babies against the brick wall and it won't matter to most people because until their baby hits the brick wall, it doesn't mean nothing.
The thing you're going to be able to say to them was that, oh, well, I did this in service of...
the war against entropy, of course. Why else would you have kids except to fight entropy?
Some lion somewhere.
What is he saying? Lions? Lions.
Maybe. I think you come from this from a slightly different perspective that I do.
Oh, let's hope so. Yeah, let's hope everybody on Earth can say that. Very confidently. You know, let's go find the worst psychopath and see if we can find another, you know, a dime's worth of difference.
Which is obviously, I mean, it's obvious.
I can't believe there's anybody on Earth who's afraid of entropy. I really can't. You know, and is ready to draft people into the war against entropy.
It's the truth, because...
sewing uniforms.
You're an antinatalist and I'm not. But I think it's a very... like you said, it's
a, he's not a Christian creationist Jew either, probably not.
A little disconnected from nature. I don't know your childhood or where you came from, but having children.
We had a human farm, and you learn a lot about humans when you have a human farm.
As a way to make a nation is an inherently, what do we define as normal? Do we define normal as like some arbitrary philosophy that we have?
No, civilized. That is, you obey those little rules about not imposing. And then you figure out that procreation is one hell of a fucking imposition. And you say, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do that imposing thing. Oh yeah, I got it. Oh, that wasn't hard at all. That's civilized. Civilized is not forcing somebody else to be your slave. Yeah, that's civilized.
Or do we define normal as what is actually happening in every single case? Why do plants grow acorns?
Plants grow... why do plants grow acorns? Oh, that's just so lovely. acorn bush. Yeah, the acorn bush. Got a stalk of acorns? Sorry. He is funny. We have to come up with a better name for him. Timmy!
Why do animals have children?
Why do animals have children? Because they get hard penises, and they found that sticking them in the properly smelling vagina is fun. That's why. It's just so fucking stupid. Oh. God, he's just. I mean, it's precious. It's worth a facepalm, right?
And I know that's like I'm comparing humans to animals or whatever, but what I'm saying is like, that is what's normal. It is anormal to think otherwise. And
whatever anormal is. So, okay, yes, that's what the whole conversation is. It's about whether or not the human race really gives a fuck about the truth. And the fact is we've noticed over the millennia that, the truth really doesn't matter, and that, you know, the people who really can figure that out ought to say something about it now and then. They ought to make a little pee-pee sound and do something in the war against stupid. So there's no war against entropy. The war is against stupid.
I think that that's worth considering. But it's not weird. Because it is the natural state of the universe.
But do you think that just because something's normal makes that sort of makes it...
The natural state of the universe, whatever that is, which in the case of evolution is child murder on a insane scale. The demonstration models are to be destroyed in... gigantic percentage numbers. 99% of them have to be annihilated so we can preserve the mutant 1%. That's the big plan of the universe.
De facto a justification.
Absolutely not. But I'm just saying that it's not weird to do that.
It's not weird, whatever weird is. So what? They can't even use words like logical and illogical. And no, it's weird and normal. So that's the standard. But he doesn't believe that. But that's the standard he's saying is right. Even though he doesn't believe it. Because, but that's back to the whole Christian creationist Jew thing, right? You don't actually believe any of this stuff. You just give it a funny title and it's fun.
Is normal. It is weird to think otherwise. It may be ethically better to do otherwise.
Oh, geez, it's just too stupid. So now weird is ethically better. That's a possibility. All right. I don't. All right, let's just call it what it is. Okay, he was trying to find an interview with somebody. This was the only person who would talk to him, and he's a lunatic. Okay, he's got it.
But it's not weird to have children to impose responsibility on them. Because that...
Oh, impose responsibility on them. So it's not only that you're going to impose cancer on them, you have to impose responsibility on them too. Even though you haven't shown any responsibility by not having them. So you don't have to show any responsibility by not, you know, doing them the favor of not using them as your slave or fodder for some psychological problem you have. No, but they have a responsibility to serve you. That's the whole, you know, Christian thing.
That's been the state of humanity since we've existed.
But again, it being normal isn't a justification for it, right?
No, it's not a justification for it. But I was just saying, it was strange to me that you said...
But you have to be normal if you're not going to be weird. So, of course, it's a justification. Of course, he's using it as a justification because you don't want to be weird. So you have to be normal. So you have to be like everybody else. Even though being like everybody else isn't necessarily a good thing. But you have to do it. I guess it's like the whole fighting entropy thing. Even though we can't win the war against entropy, let's fight it anyway. Because that's what the universe does. Even though the universe is flying apart in little pieces, it's on purpose setting up a system where it's making big pieces that can now be turned into little pieces. So this is like sort of like the rock pile at the at the prison. Anyway,
that it's weird. But I'll continue.
The weird bit was specifically about the case with nature. I think that would be weird. Yeah, I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone who says I had a kid. Yeah.
Well, because I would be having a child because it is my charge to, you know, produce and multiply.
It's my charge. It's his charge. It was tattooed on his foot as a child, and I must fulfill my mission, you know. He's the ring seeker, you know.
That's the charge of humanity as according to Christianity.
No, it really isn't. You're supposed to avoid hell first.
But...
So it isn't about nature, then?
No, it is, because that is one of the many different charges you have, is why do you...
yeah, whatever. Okay, so because nature says so. Nature doesn't have a brain. I mean, I guess a lot of people really just don't know that nature doesn't have a brain, and it can't calculate anything, and it can't figure out anything. It can't hear your screams. It doesn't know what pain and suffering is. It doesn't know what torture is. And yes, it's driving. Okay, so yes, nature's driving, and it doesn't know what a road is, let alone signs or cats or, you know, it doesn't know what any of this stuff is, but it is turning the steering wheel. But it can't see. It's completely blind. And we should do what it says. We should just get in the bus and say, take us where we're going to go. I'm too stupid. I don't have a brain. I can't possibly do what you're, you know, I can't possibly navigate. No, I don't have a brain. I can't do that. Yeah, you do. Yes, you have more of a brain than nature. You should replace nature as the driver of the bus. It is true.
Reproduce and multiply. There's multiple reasons for things. I don't know if you care about religion at all.
Well, let's see if there's more than one reason for stupidity. Let's see. Their stupidity comes from being completely ignorant of any of the facts existing in our observable universe. So when you get all those facts completely wrong, then you're ignorant because you don't know the truth and because you're just making shit up, right? It doesn't. God's just made up. Come on. No evidence and all that stuff. Belief without good reason. Any reason.
Oh, but very, very seldom in Christianity is anything done for a single purpose. I think it really pisses.
Oh God, I don't even know what the fuck he could possibly be talking about. Let's see, what could he be talking about? The purpose of Christianity. Let's see. Do unto others as you have others do unto you. How do they fuck that one up? I want somebody else to drive over me with their impulses? I don't think I do. No. Keep your impulses to yourself.
It pisses me off when I see people...
Oh, it pisses him off because he wants to defend Christianity even though he doesn't believe in what the Christians say. Most Christians are not Christian-y.
In church, a lot of pastors will preach like God is a very easily predictable thing. If you read the Old Testament...
So the whole idea of Christianity, frankly, is to escape the Old Testament. That's the one God rewrote by sending you the Savior. The Savior was coming to say, hey, guess what? All that crap was that crap. I mean, Jesus actually says, I mean, Moses was full of shit. Okay, because he placated your bullshit and gave you divorce and gave you all kinds of things that you're not supposed to be doing. So you're all a bunch of sinners by the Old Testament standards, okay, because they fucked it all up. Oh, the whole point of the Messiah is to correct the errors, not for you to stand there and say, Jesus said, read your Old Testament. That's not what Jesus said.
Or the New Testament. It's... 99.9% of shit they say in church is completely false.
Mm.
Like, directly...
He's the weird one, okay? And the normals are all saying shit. But you shouldn't be weird because you want to be normal. Except if you're him. If you're Spunky the Mad, the Wonder Entropy Fighter, you know... You don't have to follow the rules. He's just such a rule breaker. Doesn't he look like a rule breaker? Yeah, he looks like such a rule breaker.
Be contrary to what is said in the book.
Mm.
And so it makes it very, very difficult to talk about Christianity at all, because so many people are like, oh my God, in my area you have the Full Quiver movement, which I find abhorrent, where... They're like, well, God told us to reproduce and multiply, so we need to have children.
So he just made that justification a little while ago that that's what we're here to do is nature's purpose. So why the fuck wouldn't you do it? If you're going to do it, wouldn't you do it well? So why wouldn't you? Hey, a woman can get pregnant every year. A cat can get pregnant every year. Why don't you just do that? You know, every whatever, 8 months. so why not? Why is that? Isn't that nature's plan? Is to make as many babies as possible, then you can, kill as many as you want. And it doesn't matter because you got so many of them. Isn't that the whole idea of the whole reproducing thing? Is to have a tremendous excess so you can take over the world? Blah 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 blah. It's the whole DNA mission. I mean, it's just so hypocrisy. The hypocrisy.
Every single time we're physically capable of having children until my wife dies.
That would be nature. So you just said we're supposed to do what nature says, what the universe wants, and now you're saying no. I mean, you're just so, you're such a duplicitous little hypocrite. Jimmy Hypocrisies. Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm like, that is fundamentally offensive to me. It's a very offensive.
Right. Everything about you offends every bit of my sensibilities. So, yes, that's the thing that happens, on planet Earth, is you're grotesquely offended. I mean, nauseated by the stupidity of people.
It's blasphemous, even.
In what possible way? Be fruitful and multiply. I mean, the directive is in the Old Testament, just a fact. And Jesus didn't say anything in the New Testament about, well, come on, keep it under control, fuckers. What is this bullshit? Basically, women were consigned to this role, okay? Make dinner and have babies.
And you see, like, the people who put big signs up, like, God hates gays.
Mm, yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
Yes. That, it's like, y'all completely misunderstood the fundamental message. And that's very common.
Okay, I guess he's a Methodist Jew. Okay, sorry.
And so when I say, God gave us a charge to reproduce and multiply. I'm not saying, oh, that's the only reason we have kids is God just said, pump out children. That's not the case at all.
Well, he didn't say, go forth and multiply responsibly, you know, or in a civilized manner. He didn't qualify it with any kind of, you know, do it right, do it well. Make sure you have $10 in the bank before you have a kid. No, he didn't say any of that shit. Just like he didn't say anything about bacteria and polio vaccines or morphine. He didn't give us any good stuff.
According to scripture, we are the reason humans are different from animals is because we have Imago Dei, or in Hebrew it's Ruach.
So he is, I thought he was a Christian Jew. There we go. He knows the Hebrew. You know, it's such a vital part, you know, Talmud, all of these things, these are all part of the Christian religion, right? So, you know, there's probably a big section of the Christian religion that has the Quran in it, right? Of course. So it's all one religion. The fun religion.
It's we have a soul. That's why we are...
Yeah, whatever the fuck that would be, exactly. And the soul doesn't go to heaven, by the way, right? As Jesus said, God is not of this earth or whatever, and the plan is you're just going to forget everything that happened here. Yeah, that's the plan. Because the problem was, see, Jesus didn't have an answer. When a guy said, well, what about all these extra, you know, my brothers died, I took on all their wives, do I go to heaven with all my wives or what? And Jesus didn't have a good answer, so he said, nah, nothing, no, none of that crap. You don't live this life in your future life in heaven. You're a completely different person. Yeah. You're Jimmy, the Wonder Entropy Fighter. Oh, I better avoid heaven then.
And whether that is, you know, legitimate or not, that's not for me to say. But I can say, from a objective standpoint, nobody...
He's already said all this crap, but he won't say that crap. Okay, so he's made emphatic statements about reality. All right, so what he will say. Let's get to what he will say.
Who else drives cars besides human beings?
Hmm.
We are so much more intelligent than even the most intelligent animals that it
And it takes 18 years of school to get you marginally functional, frankly. So let's just understand where it comes from. And that it's really all about language, and so this is more science, so there's no point in talking science with a creationist, but, you know, there's a science to what makes us distinct. And what makes us distinct is the fact that we can store information on pieces of paper. We can do lots of different things. And this tool of language is the key to the whole thing. So it's sort of the Helen Keller argument that I've made. I mean, Helen Keller had the same brain, same everything. She just didn't have the tool of language. And so she was basically a dog. I mean, she was a pet until she had that tool. And that tool was everything. So it wasn't about brain sizes or brain anything. It was just about one little feature, that is, having language. Having the capacity to store representational conceptual words is what makes the difference.
Honestly, is laughable to even compare us in the same books, then.
So everything, right, so... Even though we can't do what a cat does, in the sense I couldn't survive one day of their life, we are brilliantly functional, and they're garbage. And obviously the qualia of your existence is in all these feelings you have, and there's just absolutely no evidence that chimpanzees aren't constantly feeling their life in a very rich and intense way.
But also, no one else flies bombs like planes into buildings, right?
No, but I'll say killing things is not human centric. We are able to do it more than other things are, but if you ever see the migratory patterns of ants, I'm an entomology nerd. If you look at the migratory ants in
migrating ants, it's pretty funny. There are some ants, okay, that do carry, you know, they don't have a home, you know, they carry their home with them, but you know, they don't migrate anywhere. I mean, migratory ants, you know, the ants walked all the way from Florida to New Jersey, and it only took 674 years. Probably take longer than that, frankly. I mean, if you figure out how far an ant can go in a day. Oh, this is just so precious.
South America, millions of ants will die in a single skirmish. I mean, they'll spray.
So migrating kills millions. Anyway. Yeah, and you could just do the same thing with chimpanzees, and you could do the same thing with the Europeans coming to North America. You could do the same thing with the Aztecs or any other kind of, you know, the Zulus in Africa. You could find anything that just consumes everything else, and it beats the hell out of it and wins the war. So what? What does this have to do with anything? Oh, it just has to do with the fact that we're biologically made of shit, in the sense that we're biologically selfish and greedy. Gee, that's not great.
Acid at each other. They'll gnaw each other's limbs off.
And he's an anthropologist. He's a creationist anthropologist Jew. Muslim.
That is, killing each other is the natural state of the universe. Humans are uniquely gifted in our ability to not do that.
Oh, whatever that mush is. So I don't know. But what the fuck is that mush? So anyway, there's lots of organisms that live pretty benign existences, not killing anything with a brain. But regardless, you know, fuck making these stupid moronic comparisons. So the point is what do we do with our intelligence? Do we look at the world and try to glean the truth out of it? Or do we just make up fantasy stories? And obviously his solution is, I need a fantasy because I can't live in reality. Why would I wear this shirt if I knew what reality was?
Do you believe in a conception of hell?
I think that hell is...
Well, if we have souls, it would sort of be kind of necessary for there to be some place for them to go. I mean, what's the point of having one if it doesn't go anywhere, right? Right? I mean, there has to be some idea of it transcending our existence, or there's really no point in having the soul thing, right? The soul thing can't mean much if we don't get to do anything with it.
I think that everything that makes heaven good and everything that makes hell bad is already existent in some way on Earth, just in an exaggerated form. I think hell is the obsession with the self. I don't necessarily think God...
Having kids is an obsession with yourself, but regardless, and, you know, fostering them for money, yeah, that's also pretty self-interested. But anyway, what a pile of shit.
Is like... Oh, I don't like you. I'm throwing you in the pit of fire. That's not what's said in scripture. What it describes hell is metaphorically a lake of fire, but not physically a lake of fire. It says that God gives people up to...
All right, so it's God is supposed to come here, the second coming. He's supposed to come here and cleanse the earth of all these evildoers and throw them in this pit of horror. So, I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. And then he's just going to save the ones that are good potato farmers, and they get to stay. Everybody else has to go.
...to their whims. And basically, you see a world without meaning, a constant suffering because you yourself are choosing to suffer through, like... Hell is not... a punishment. Hell is you chose, you do not want God, so God does not force himself on you. and hell is the natural state of life without meaning.
So hell doesn't exist in some sort of form of afterlife. It's a
okay, so they're just going to argue religion. So one of the good arguments against religion is, what are the ethics of a God who punishes all women forever? And again, Jesus didn't save women from their period, the curse, and certainly didn't save them from pain in childbirth. So two of these imposed draconian punishments for Eve's misdoings, that's the kind of guy you want to hang out forever with. Right? Punish the children for the sins of the parent. That's a great guy. Can't wait to spend eternity in a singularity with that lunatic.
Metaphor for potential forms of life in the
here and now. That is an interpretation. It could also be an afterlife, but everything that makes hell bad already exists.
But what are
you? So he's just making all this crap. It could be an afterlife. Could be a double afterlife. I mean, you die, you go to heaven, and you die. You know, it's this guy. I know it's kind of funny. And then you go to double heaven or double hell. But double hell is not double because it's only times 1.4. So it's not really double. It's 0.4 hell. You know, it's all, you know, there's math that'll prove it. Yeah, I have math that proves it. But, you know, I don't have it written down, you know. It's not like I pray to it every day. It's not like it's a religion.
Do you believe there is somewhere that people can go that is a negative place?
The Coke bottle. Yeah, it's the safest place. You go inside an empty Coke bottle and you push that lid back on and then you're safe. Nobody can get to you because you're inside the Coke bottle. It's perfect. The Coke bottle religion. Hide in a Coke bottle. It'll work. Trust me.
After
yes, but I don't think you go there without choosing it. I think you choose hell.
I choose to run the fuck away and hide. Yes, that's the only solution. The lunatics are coming. Oh, I mean, entropy isn't the enemy. Stupid fucker is. Okay, so we gotta fight the stupid fucker war. The stupid fuckers are coming.
Okay. You have to want it.
Consciously or?
Yes.
Who do you think would do that?
I would actually think I myself could consider it. Because it's not like, because when people think of, oh, I'm going to choose to go to hell because it's like, oh, it's because it's a lake of fire.
He would consider going to hell. I just don't, it's just, right, I mean, how ludicrous can you get, right? So I don't even know so obviously we have to throw the nihilist back in here, because it doesn't really matter. Pain and suffering is the same as happiness. It's just brain electricity. There's really no difference. So he's a modern mysticist. So he's a Christian Jew mysticist called Nick thing or something. Nick Jr. That's what we'll call him, Nick Jr. Yeah. I saw a mystic video the other day. He had a cat that looks just like Santino, except it doesn't have the little heart on his chest. But it really depressed me. Memories. Yeah. It's sad. World without Santino just isn't worth living in.
Everything. That is not what is biblically explained. Hell is not a punishment. Hell is the logical extension of not wanting to have a relationship with God. So if you don't like him,
you can lump him and still eat cookies and have cupcakes and stuff. Oh, great. Yeah, I'll go hang out with Eve and we'll just talk about what a son of a fucking bitch God is. What a fucking cunt. Yeah, let's go to war against God because he's an idiot. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll plan our war. Eat lots of cupcakes. You know, we'll build a stick with a nail on it. Yeah, we'll get him, boy, with our nail sticks. Ooh, let's see how God likes having a nail in his eye, fucker.
He doesn't force himself on you. And it is metaphorically seen as a lake of fire because it's, you are choosing to put yourself there, but it is not ideal.
But I mean,
from a outside of humanity,
it's just like a, you know, Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck thing. You know, this is just, what is this? It's rabbit season, duck season. I mean, this is too fucking silly, right? This is just, he's not even talking to a religion. It's just, this isn't even a religion. This is just a, you know, this is the Hansel and Gretel thing. I mean, it's, you know, let's talk about Hansel and Gretel for an hour and a half.
The perspective.
Yeah, so what I was saying before is, with the lake of fire metaphor, like, obviously an actual lake of fire would be, like, awful, terrible, like, one of the worst things you can imagine.
Absolutely.
And so even if the lake of fire isn't literal, metaphorically, surely...
Yes, surely it's a bad thing. Oh, I mean, it is just so funny. No, it's a positive metaphor. It's very positive. Fire, the Buddhists love fire, right? That's your escape hatch. So, you know, catch yourself on fire and you don't have to come back and be a cow or a pig or a frog, you know, and you can just get out of the let's be a silly monstrosity game. You don't have to be a monstrosity anymore. Anyway.
It must be referring to something that is either as bad or nearly as bad. Otherwise, they would have used a less harsh metaphor, right?
Yeah, Cupcake City. You go to Cupcake City, except they only have a very thin layer of frosting on them. So the cupcakes have less frosting. So yes, that's the metaphor. It's good, but it's not as good.
Yeah, so surely, even if that doesn't accurately represent hell in a literal sense, surely
the idea was we were going to torture you. That's the idea. You're going to get punished harshly for being disobedient. The whole point is to scare the shit out of you, not to have you, hey, maybe I want to go there. Yeah, it might be a nice vacation spot.
Surely hell is still a really bad place to be in.
It's not a place I would want to be, no.
Except you're planning on going there for strategic reasons, because you have more liberty, you know, you don't have to follow any of the rules, so, you know, all the heaven rules where you have to polish the emeralds and the diamonds and the jewels, you know, and all that pearly gate crap, and oh, geez, it gets so tedious, you know, Windex, and this... wipe, wax on, wax off, all day long, wax on, wax off. Oh, it's time to go kiss Jesus's ring. Oh, shit. That's what I get to do on my breaks from polishing the emeralds. Oh.
So in this life or in the next?
So whatever, so the next life thing, whatever. Like, we already don't have a next life, right? You're just going to be a different asshole. God damn it.
So, do you not see an ethical problem with creating someone given there's a chance they may go to hell? Even if they choose to go there. Because I think putting someone in a situation where they will...
Right, so lots of Christians can sort of get this argument a little bit that, ooh, yeah, it is really kind of a dicey game to be playing, right? Because what's the odds of my kid surviving this test? The test is so extreme, I can't even survive it. Shit. Why would I impose this on my kid? He has to be a better person than me. You know, I'm probably a lot better because I'm in that confession booth, every week. All kinds of, you know, trespasses against. But then the catch is, all I have to do is keep baptizing the kid and it'll be okay. Yeah, so just keep baptizing him and it'll be okay. Say, I'm sorry. Just learn, teach your kid how to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. You know, teach him to write it really, you know, a nice cursive, pretty language. I'm sorry. And that's that. That's your ticket out. Just keep a bunch of, like, Xerox, a bunch of copies, so you can just fling this I'm sorry card there. I'm sorry excuse. Yeah, sorry, I molested that kid and murdered it. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Sorry. It's all okay now, right? Because I said I was sorry.
Maybe make they may unintentionally go there, or they may intentionally make a decision to cause significant harm to themselves, like put themselves in a really bad situation.
Right, and they all did it on purpose, and it wasn't because you raised them badly, and it wasn't because you psychologically damaged them, and it wasn't because of this, and it wasn't because, no, it's all because of they did it on purpose. Right, sure they did. All right, anyway, so it's probably gonna, I'm probably gonna need another, you know, hour and a half. All right, so I will try to get this done this week. I'll just finish this crap, and then we'll go on and move on to something else. So anyway, but that's enough of this. Oh, it's just so bad. So this is how they figure out how to maximize their functionality on Earth. That is, try to get the most they can out of this brain that can do all these calculations and all this figuring and understanding of concepts and welfares and all that stuff. And, you know, this is how they figure out what the right answer is. Amazing. I shouldn't say they. I mean, at least one side of that conversation isn't a complete idiot. But, you know, he's still arguing from it's still dishonest in the sense that the truth is we all could get squished tomorrow and there'd be nothing, you know, as long as it's quick, there'd be nothing to grieve about. Nothing. If one person remained behind, there'd be nothing to grieve about. Because all that you really did do was stop a bunch of people from being tortured. And animals, blah, blah, blah. You did, the circumstances so much more improved. Because instead of trillions of brains being tormented, there can only be the one left behind. A great sigh of relief. The universe will have a great relief of a massive, painful pimple. You know, whatever. Anyway, so I just hate this planet. Anyway. It's like anyway. I hate getting old. Anyway. Nature says so. Fuck that. Anyway, okay, I'm leaving. So, till the next time. This has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. And I'm just so tired of it. But anyway, must endeavor to persevere, so that's what I'll do. And such. So, till the next time. Such. Yeah, I think that's really enough. I'll look over here. Is it enough? Nothing over in that area seems to have an opinion. So I guess I'll just go with my opinion that it's enough. Okay. Anything protesting? End of the video? Anything at all? Protest? Oh, no. Okay, it's the end of the video.